water supply. He's got his cordless mic on, his lapel. He's ready. Praise God.
Amen.
God bless Brother Lama.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Woo. Man, I'm telling you. Maybe some of y'all need to crawl out of this place tonight. Hello. It's not about supernatural, folks. When is the apostolic church going to learn that we dwell and we work in the supernatural? That is more than just coming to church. Ah, hallelujah. Yeah, you were at a conference. That conference is awesome over in Florida. I've been watching some of it. Man, unbelievable. Amen. Woo, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Brother Thomas. Hey, praise God. Hallelujah. Woo. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for what we feel in this house here in Sterling Pentecostal Church. Pastor, Sister Glover, the ministry team here, the saints of the Most High. Prodigals coming back, as already been said here in the last few months. Backsliders praying through. New families coming in. Oh, the church going to another level. Fivefold ministry in effect. Miracles, signs, and wonders already happening. The angelic host is in here. It's here right now to assist us. Your presence, sir, as you walk up and down this place. Woo, Lord, saturate us. Hey! Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the King. My God. Whoo. Some of you need to tap into that power tonight. Because it's here, it's available, and it's here. Whew. My God. Woo. We'll continue our series on changing your world through prayer. Ah, help me here, Holy Ghost. I need to hold on to this thing here. Praise God. I have an unbelievable thank you, Pastor Glover, for opening up your church to me every time I come here. Such an unbelievable time that I've had here this week. Ah, unbelievable time. Hallelujah. Changing your world. And it is a continuing process. Continuing process. Brother Lima, you put those scriptures up there. Amen. We've already had those scriptures, but we're just going to go through it. Amen. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And when they had prayed, where they were assembled together. And because they were assembled together, the place was shaken. They were in corporate unity of one mind and one accord. The other one, Levi. Brother Levi. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. The other one. But prayer was made. Gotta catch it. But prayer was made. Ain't nothing gonna happen without prayer being made. Nothing. Ooh. Let me pose to you a question, Sterling. How high can the Lord take you without losing you? Huh? That stirred me up this week, Pastor Glover. How high? And I know about the next level and all that and this and that and everything else. But you can't get arrogant. You can't get haughty.
Right. Yeah.
Going to the next level. Because
right.
It ain't all about you and I. It's about
right.
Him. I'm going to mess with your mindsets. Because some people still don't believe what I'm about to say. But the Lord reminded me all over again. Certain conditions, Pastor, and you know that, won't allow people to go through it or to do it. But for the rest of us that can, we should do it. Are you ready? There's nothing greater than time spent in extended prayer. Now, I'll go from there. You want to go to the next level? Let's go from extended to this statement. There's nothing greater than spending time in all-night prayer. Jesus was our example. I believe the apostles, Bishop, were our example. And I believe in Acts chapter 12, in that story about the Apostle Peter, when they were ceasing without prayer, they were in intense prayer, different translations. They were in continued prayer for however long it was, most likely all night long until Peter showed up. And we all know that it was prayer that did it. It was prayer that fetched the angel to go into that prison, amen, amongst the 16 soldiers. It says, quadrigions or whatever you call it. But there were actually 16 that he went in there, boom, and he went out. Ooh. Extended is more than 1 hour. All night is at least 7. See, y'all don't want to mess with this stuff here. You want the benefits without the sacrifice. Yeah. What's this? Obedience is the language of overflow. Oh, Bishop, I want overflow. And then y'all be obedient to you. I got to be obedient to the Word. I got to be obedient to the Spirit of God. Obedience is the language of overflow. Disobedience is the language of disconnection. Woo! Hilabashata. Oh, and all it takes, ladies and gentlemen, in Sterling, all it takes is one person. In this place, possibly, or in your life that you're connected to, all it takes is one person to shift your atmosphere because of a positive person and someone who truly cares. So we need to see with prophetic eyes. I'll say it again. We need to see with prophetic eyes. You and I need to be a wellspring of life. Praying here this week, I have so many encounters with angels. Messing with my hair, messing with my back. And today, as I was praying and I was putting some notes in my phone, I had a Kleenex with me, Bishop. You believe what you want to believe. Because I've taught a lot about prayer, and some of you still don't believe what I've been encountering and saying. I had my phone right here. I said, oh, God, thank you for that thought. So I usually write it down. So I had a Kleenex right here. You ready for this? And all of a sudden, that somebody took it out of my hand, Bishop. Hey, Lord, here I am. I got to do something with me, but I ain't telling the truth. Took it out of my hand. I felt it. And for the rest of that prayer meeting, I looked all around for that booger. I said, well, maybe it flew over here. So I looked in here. Maybe it flew over. You know, Kleenex that can go anywhere. Just to go over. Woo, for the Holy Ghost. Hey! I looked in here. I look over here where Bishop was. I said, maybe it flew back this way. Maybe the angel will put it back down for Brother Glover. I said, I don't know. Looked under here. I said, and then as crazy as I am, I look, maybe it's on top of the fan. I looked in the, just make it, maybe it's on top of the speaker. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. I look for that thing. I don't, it's driving me nuts. I knew what it was, but my humanity was driving me nuts. I look over here. I looked over this monitor here. I look, maybe it went back in the Kleenex. Crazy as I am, I looked in here. No, ain't nothing happening because the Kleenex was only half. It was only half. And I looked, sister. Well, I looked. I said, I'm going to turn this place upside down. I looked under the benches. I looked under here. I looked under there. And the Lord, woo, hey! And the Lord reminded me, haven't you been praying for the angelic host? Didn't you tell these folk that there was 172,000 angels in this place? I said, why are you shocked that when you're praying and this assembly's going to pray, that they're going to feel this stuff and they're going to experience more of the supernatural and the bishop's stuff, we're going to go to another level. So when he does that, and he is going to do that, when he takes you to another level, when he takes you high, don't lose it. Don't lose it. Woo, man. Woo, hey! I feel him here right now. I feel him right now. I feel our help, our assists here. I feel it. I see him.
Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah.
So when I came here tonight, I was still looking for that thing. I ain't found it yet. If you find it, so whoever's clean this, if you find it, you let me know. And then I'll probably be a liar. But you ain't going to find that booger. You ain't going to find it. Because I felt the wind snatch right out of me. What's this? But some folk, we're going to get into this thing here in just a minute, Brother Levi. We're going to get into some of this stuff. Hold your horses. I feel some here. Some of us cannot see the Lord clearly because we hurt too much. So I got a little advice for you wonderful folk tonight. Lord, I pray that you help me with my hurt so that I can hear and see you clearly. Here's my follow-up right here. The better I see him, the better I see myself. And the better I see myself, the better I pray. And the better I pray, the better I can get into the supernatural. And the better I can get into the supernatural, the more I can become sensitive to the gifts of the Spirit that are operating in our life.
Hallelujah.
I'm out of here. I'm going home next week. Praise God. But I'll be back next year. I thought about it. I said, maybe I'll take a year off. I ain't going to say anything because this is on social media and they might be looking at it. But I already got two revivals for next year, tentative. But I ain't going to say nothing. We're going to let it play out. We're going to let it play out. And I was telling them, maybe I'll just stick up it. Y'all see me so much, y'all probably get tired. I said, let me take off a year. But then a couple of people called me, and that's what I'm going to say. So So we'll see. So we'll see. Amen. See, whoo, Jesus. Hold your host, Levi. We're going to get there in the morning. We're going to get there in one moment. We get there one moment. Your enemy can only have an advantage over you if you don't know who you are. Disorder in your household, disorder in your ministry, disorder in your spiritual walk with God, disorder attracts demonic presence. Order attracts angelic presence. Woo! But prayer was made. Let's say it together. But prayer was made. Say it again. But prayer was made. One more time. But prayer was made. So there is in Hebrews 10:25, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. In Acts 4:31, they were assembled together. And in Hebrews, it don't say it directly, but in Hebrews 4:16, when it says, let us, there it is, there's that togetherness. Let us assemble together, come boldly before the throne. And then right here in Peter's situation, but prayer was made. There are no days off when it comes to prayer. Because the Lord does not forgive excuses. He only forgives sin. We bind the spirits of old mindsets. We need to get rid of old mindsets. Old mindsets. I get rid of that I don't believe in fivefold ministry. I'm getting rid of that mindset. I don't believe in healing. I'm getting rid of that old mindset. I don't believe in miracles. I'm getting rid of that mindset. This is my church. This is my church. If you are a member of this church, this is your church, and you shouldn't be going to another denominational church. This is your church. There are too many spirits that will take you out of this church. This is an apostolic church. This is a miracles, signs, and wonders church. This is a supernatural church. This is your church. You're not running this church. You're not running the Holy Ghost. You better buy into this thing. Y'all still here? Huh? We have to get, ladies and gentlemen, the miracle mindset minded. The Lord, I handcuff distraction. I handcuff doubt. I handcuff deception. I handcuff double-minded. I manifest as a spirit-filled believer. I manifest the power of God. I manifest the faith of God. I manifest the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, Levi. But Levi, I'm going to slow this thing down here. I'm going to slow it down. Woo! Hey! Ooh. Your hunger and prayer for God must outweigh your fear. So talk bold when you're scared. Did you catch it? It's got to outweigh it. Why? Well, what do you mean? Talk bold when you're scared. Quote the word. Quote the word. Huh? Quote the word. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How you gonna do that? In prayer. How you gonna do that? In praise. How you gonna do that? In worship. Talk bold when you're scared. I can do all things through Christ. Talk bold. But my God shall supply. Next one, Brother Levi. Next time your flesh wants to boss you around, remember the cost. Remember the cost. I'm into a lot of people, but when I'm away, I expect them to live righteous and holy. Okay. Next time you do some shenanigans, or you want to do some shenanigans in the next week, two, three, whatever it is, you better count the cost. All right. Is this your church? Next one, Brother Levi. Don't engage with toxic people and atmospheres just because you feel lonely and want to, quote, unquote, fit in. That's right. You don't fit in. You're bought with a price. You're bought with the blood of Jesus. You are a prayer warrior. You are a fasting individual. This is your church. This is, you don't fit in. You don't fit in. Don't even try. Stay away from toxic atmosphere. Stay away from toxic people. Hang tight to Bishop and the First Lady. Hang tight to this apostolic church. Hang tight. Hang tight. Hang tight. Next one, Brother Levi. Guide my answer, that prayer of yours, with a step-by-step process rather than one breakthrough moment. Why? Because we live in the age of instant. Coffee, mashed potatoes. And he just might take you through a process to see what you're made of. Check on your prayer life. Check on your reading of the Word of God. See how you're doing here at church? No, not really. See how you're doing when it counts. At home. At your job. At your business. Next one. Stop praying for God to use you greatly if you're not ready to go through a storm that will shake you to the core. I posted this one on Facebook today. Boy, I got some pretty good comments on that booger. Think about it. Don't throw a rock at a giant that you're not ready to face.
All right. Come on.
Yeah, I'm giving you some homework tonight. I ain't going to give you all this answer. I'm going to give you some homework tonight. You go chew on that. Next one, Brother Levi. I think we got maybe one more or two. Your pastor is not here to control you. He's here to protect and cover you. Did you understand that? He's here to protect and cover you. When he says, no, don't go there, don't go there. When he says, don't do that, don't do that. He's there to protect you and cover you. You get under your spiritual covering, and you're going right to the... Pastor Glover is your pastor. He's your pastor. You belong here now.
All right.
It's your baby.
Okay.
You brought the babies here.
All right.
Through the prayer. Mm-hmm. You spilled your blood, sweat, and tears. Why would you want them to go anywhere else other than an apostolic atmosphere?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have another one? That's it, right? Okay. Oh, okay. I kept the other ones because I didn't want to put them up there. I knew we wouldn't get through them. Woo! See. Yeah, Lord, why I feel resistance right here? Why do people get mad at me when I just say what I just said? It shook some of y'all. It just shook some of y'all to the core. The devil is a psychological terrorist of the mind. He attempts to have us believe his lies, which become our meditations. If we're not careful, ladies and gentlemen, our meditations will become our manifestations. E.M. Bounds. How many left to read? Have you ever read E.M. Bounds? Oh, man. I learned something about Ian Bounds, and I wrote it here. Many times I, Lamas, would resolve to go through his book, but instead the book went through me. Woo! And you read Brother Gurley's book too, you know, and some of the others and all that, Brother Hernandez's book. And why? Prayer's not a hobby. Prayer's a habit. Leonard Ravenhill said this, most Christians pray to be blessed. Few pray to be broken. You can pray anyhow, standing, sitting, whatever it is. But one thing I've learned. One thing I've learned. When my knees touch the ground, my heart touches heaven.
Yes.
Woo! Because I'm flawed, yes, but I'm not a fake.
All right? Yes.
Because it is when I hit the ground, whether I'm posturing, however you posture, that my heart touches heaven. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, Pastor, Minister Mike Glover, heaven comes down to me. Who? Who will want to waste a moment and just pray? Why just come and pray and not touch anything and don't let anything happen? I'm coming, Brother Mike. I'm coming and I'm prostrating myself. I want to touch heaven. I want to touch heaven. I need you. 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 Yes, next level. Thank you, Bishop, for saying that. Next level, we work. Next level, Sterling Pentecostal Church will require your heart to touch heaven. Because it was prayer in Acts 12 and also in Acts 4 and 31. It was prayer, true heartfelt prayer. It was that messed them up completely and it shook them to the core. Why? Because you know this statement I'm about to make. Prayer that engages the heart of God is persistent prayer. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, in this house, you must see yourself. Everybody say, myself. You must see yourself as the answer to your prayer. David said it in 109 in the Passion Translation, I am prayer myself. I am prayer. I become prayer. Give your burdens to God. Prayer is an exchange of the burden. If you pray and you're still burdened, then you did not pray. You did not pray. You just griped. Huh? What happened to Elijah when he prayed for rain? Huh? Sir, go look, man. Go, man. And come back and tell the coon daddy here. Go, man. Go, man. Pastor, he has assistance here. Go, man. Go pray. Pray for this church fast. Go soul winning. Go pray. Tell me what you find. Go look. Go look. And you know the story. I'm not going to go through it. And he said, go again and again and again. Seven times. What happened? He refused to stop praying. He refused to stop praying while the servant was looking for a sign. Elijah knew that it would come. He just did not know when it would be. What if he had gotten discouraged at number 6 and not gone to 7? But I read that Elijah was a man of like passions. Go to James chapter 5. He had his ups and his downs. Somebody said it tonight. He had his ups and he had his downs. Huh? He had 6 negative reports before he got the good one. Elijah refused to stop until he got his answer. And the rain would have never come to bring life and renewal. There are some that have stopped short. I'm telling some folk here tonight, pick up your weapon of prayer and get back in the battle. You've heard a few negative reports, then come back to churches. Pick up your prayer. Pick up your prayer class. Pick up your Bible. Keep coming to church and keep praying on. God was watching over the apostle in Peter here and was going to give him deliverance. God's purpose was not finished yet. God was going to bring him out. It will cost you heavily, ladies and gentlemen. I said it will cost you heavily if you do what I just said. Satan, pack up, and get out of here. You can't have my family. It's cliche. I'll say it again. You can't have my family. You can't have my church. You can't have my pastor and the first lady. You can't have this ministry. You can't have the saints of God. You can't have my loved ones. You can't have my position. You can't have my children. You can't have my grandchildren. You can't have my finances. You can't have any part of me. Whoa! Hey! Satan is an illegal tenant. He's only a squatter. Set on your property. You must make him leave. If you tempted Jesus, he's going to tempt you and I. Prayer looses the angels to do the work of God. Right. Jesus was changed when he prayed. Are we praying until we change? The violent take it by force, Matthew 11, 12. Timothy 1:6, stir up the gift. Because the church prayed, an angel of the Lord went into prison, loosed the apostle Peter. Peter went to where they were praying. And Acts 12, the way it began was pitiful. crazy. But Acts 12 ends differently than it began. Because prayer was made unto God. Don't you understand, Sterling? And Acts 4 and 31 also. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. Peter was loose. The cell was empty. The devil had a fit. The church was unified and celebrated. And just as great, Herod was dead. You'll never, never resist the devil if you're always choosing to embrace him. And sometimes you embrace him by hanging around the wrong people and toxic people in your life. Anger. Anger. I was praying here today, the Lord brought to my word anger. Anger. Anger is a springboard into a deep pool of sinfulness. Always have a heart check because there's a lot of danger in anger when your heart isn't okay. Your kindness will fix situations your anger never could. Anger. Take you out of the church. Anger. Keep you from praying. We would do well to be reminded that the devil hates a praying leader. You think the devil liked Pastor Glover? The devil hates his gut. He hates his guts and he hates Sister Glover's guts. He hates a praying leader. And guess what? He hates a praying Sterling Pentecostal church. Why? Because when we begin to pray, we pick a fight on the devil. Here's that word again. Woo! Thank you, Lord. You pick a fight with the devil on a whole new level. Yet our calling is to be praying menaces to the enemy. How many times, ladies and gentlemen, how many times have we put God on hold because we wanted him to wait on us instead of moving with him? Jude 20, you know it well. Building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God, some having compassion, making a difference. This is when the other you, okay, praying the Holy Ghost, this is when the other you begins to kick in, when the God in you begins to pray. Woo! When the God in you begins to pray, watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out, toxic people. Watch out, those that are against the apostolic church. Watch out, those that are trying to get us into the group or into their life or trying to suck us right out of the church. Watch out. Watch out. This is my church. Watch out. They prayed for me. They blood, sweat, and tears for me. This is my church. I gotta go. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 28 in the Passion Translation, real quick. And in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty. faithfully to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times we don't even know how to pray or know the best things to ask for. But the Holy Spirit rises up within us to supersede on our behalf, pleading to God with emotional sights. Too deep for words. Verse 27 in the Passion. God, the searcher of the heart. God, the searcher of the heart. Huh? That's why I say, when you hit yourself right there, your heart touches heaven. Who thinks around here, man?
Yeah.
Watch this. God, the searcher of the heart, he knows your heart tonight. Knows fully our longings. Yet he also understands the desires of the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God for us, his holy ones, in perfect harmony with God's plans and our destiny. Verse 28. So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good. For we are his lovers. Woo! For we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his designed purpose. Moanings and groanings will get the job done. Things begin to happen. Why? For God has found a channel through us that he can work with. God blesses those who give. He found a channel to do his work. And sometimes you can't find your own channel because you're so deeply wounded and hurt. You are responsible, ladies and gentlemen. Not the one that hurt you. You are responsible for how long you let whatever hurt you haunt you. Watch it! Watch it! When you talk truth and when you pray the word of God in your prayer time, it troubles hell. I want to trouble hell tonight. I'm going to trouble hell tonight. I'm not afraid of hell. I'm not afraid of the enemy. I'm not afraid of anybody that comes against turning Pentecostal church. Greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. If God be for us, who can be against us? Gotta close this. If you have been pushing, everybody say pushing. Everybody say pushing. If you have been pushing, if you have never been pushing before, it is only because you are about to carry an anointing that you've never carried before. What's this? Don't expect to carry the mantle if you've never been willing to push the plow. You better learn how to abide in the presence of the Lord. If you don't, the enemy will take it from you. Time is limited. The church must stop pressing the snooze button. To be complacent or deceitful, the devils hate strong prophetic voices. The devil hates strong prophetic voices. The devil hates strong prophetic voices because they peel back the layers of deception and expose demonic schemes, plans, and activity. I'm telling you, study, go forth. Go forth and prophesy. Church, go forth and prophesy. Go forth and prophesy. Speak to your situations in the name of Jesus. If I ever preach a conference or not. I don't care about camp meetings and all that. All those guys at East Wing, man, they're way over my head, man. You know? Over my head. Well, anointed guys, man. Anointed. But you know, you got to be comfortable with who you are. You got to be comfortable with who God called you to be. And work in that vein and work in that ministry. Huh? All right. Okay. Here it is. I'm closing right now. The enemy will destroy your confidence to stop you from being you. As long as Satan can impress you from the outside, he can control you from the inside. And then bitterness and anger and stupidity. It's time to stand the anointing and fight with authority and power. Change the course of your spiritual life as you fight the forces of evil that come to kill and destroy everything God has for you. Leonard Ravenhill quotes Samuel Chadwick, "Brethren, the crying sin of the church is her laziness after God." Ravenhill goes on to say, praying people, however, are not lazy. Will you pray at home? Will you pray here? Prayer demands power.
All right. All right.
Not just coming up here and blowing smoke.
Yeah.
Look at me, man. Yeah. Look what I can do. Mm-hmm. Look at my words of elegance. Look at my power. Prayer demands power. Prayer will bring true power.
All right.
Prayer recognizes unfinished business with and for God. Prayer is a battle for full-grown men. Not the wussies, not the pussycats, not the scary cats. And women. What do you mean? Well, those kind of people are fully armed and fully awake to the possibilities of grace. I write here by constraint, for my spirit is sore. My heart is sick at the slothfulness with which we tarry in prayer. My head hangs low, that communism will give more for their dying cause than we will give for the living Christ. And he says, I write not for those who want a quote unquote bottle. I had fed you with milk, but those who want to battle. I'm not finished, but I'm finished. One river of anointing. One river of anointing can change our moments. Take moments, ladies and gentlemen, the rest of this weekend, take moments if you have to. Take moments to refocus. My God still speaks, Brother Mike. Brother Mitch, he does. My God still heals. My God still comforts. My God still provides. My God still creates. My God still restores. My God still redeems. My God still manifests. My God is I am that I was. He is the I am. He is the I am. He is the I am. And I'm coming to the I am. Because he's given me the ability to pray. He's given me the ability to intercede. He's given me the ability to have groanings and moanings. He's given me the ability. Oh! My knees, my sin, my standing before the throne, in all honesty, brother, would touch heaven. Would touch heaven. And I'm not saying you got to pray like me, but you got to pray. And I'm not saying that you got to pray like Sister Glover. But Sister Glover, in times past, spent hours. If you caught the discipline, you musicianship. You need to spend hours. Spend hours. You call to preach, spend hours in prayer from time to time. Study. Don't just say, I'm going to open up the Bible. Huh? Boy, that's a good thought. And that happens sometimes. You know, I'm not saying that it don't. But I'm weary of all these guys and girls come up here. Okay, well, the Lord just changed me real quick. For the 57th time. It's just me. And Lord, I'm not making fun. But I believe when you have a word, you have to prepare. Brother Pugh, Brother Deese, T.W. Barnes, James Kilgore, all taught us prepare, pray, study, and fast. But more than that, pray if you don't have a whole lot of time to study. Pray. Don't worry about that study and the fasting if you run short. Pray! Because that's where the power is. That's where the supernatural is. See, you got to do it, folks. Just look at some of the other churches. Look at the rock and roll stars. 8-10 hours a day without looking at the strings or looking at the frets. Celine Dion, you know, whatever. Hours of singing. Warms up an hour before every concert. She does an hour before a concert. She warms up her vocal cords. Here we are with 5 minutes. Woo, hey, Ben, that's your kind of down, Lord. Like I say, some of the health problems, we understand. But for those of us that can stand for us and can stand for the older ones that you cannot bear the extended prayer, we stand in the gap. We stand in the gap. I can go a long, long time. Sister Lamas can't go a long time no more like she used to. But I stand for me, my family, and I stand for her in the gap. So we get an equal amount of prayer time. We need to hear from God. We need to hear from God. Let's love him. Come on. Come on, thank you, Lord. Oh, hey! There's people here at Sterling Pentecostal Church. Lord, I know they're good people. I know that their desire is to touch heaven. Touch heaven. And we can touch heaven on the behalf of those that cannot touch heaven right now. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Come on, Sterling. Come on. Speak to us, God. Personally or corporately, God. However you choose.